Tachmurbot by a bit Mishnah Hay. Mikveh sheyesh bo shalosh gumot, shamayin shuvin shaloglo. A mikveh that has three cavities in the wall of the mikveh, and each cavity contains a log of mayim shuvim, a log of drawn water. And the dinit that if a mikveh had three lugin of mayim shuvim before it contained 40 saw of rainwater, that mikveh would be puzzle. In yadua shenafel etocha arbaim saw in mayim ksherim, achlo higiyo leguma hashlisha. Kasher. If it is a known fact that the mikveh would contain 40 saw before the water level reaches the third guma, meaning the top cavity in the wall, in such a case, the mikveh would be kasher. And since the din is that once the mikveh contains 40 saw, you can put in as much mayim shuvim in the mikveh as you want, it would not pass the mikveh. So since the water level, before it reaches the third guma, the top cavity that contains the mayim shuvim, already has 40 saw, so therefore, the mikveh is kasher, as we don't have three lugin of mayim shuvim in this mikveh before it contains 40 saw. Then la, pasuk. But if the mikveh does not contain 40 saw before the water level reaches the top cavity which contains the third log of mayim shuvim, then the mikveh would be possible. This mikveh had three log of mayim shuvim before it contained 40 saw, and it is therefore possible. Rabbi Shimon machshir mipnei shehu kamikveh samach lemikveh. Rabbi Shimon's machshir the mikveh, even in such a case, that the water level, when it reaches the top cavity, does not contain 40 saw. Even so, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's kosher because it's considered a mikveh next to another mikveh. And the cavities that contain the mayim shuvim is not considered part of this mikveh, it's considered a separate mikveh next to this mikveh, and since it's a separate mikveh, even though it contains mayim shuvim, it cannot passel this mikveh. So he will vote by a base mishnah vav hamesanik is a titlis stutter. A mikveh which contains less than 40 saw, and there's clay on the bottom of the mikveh, and somebody dragged the clay to the side of the mikveh, he didn't pick up the clay, instead he just pushed it to the side of the mikveh. Umashcho mimenu shlosha lugin kasher. And after he put to the side of the mikveh, three lugin of water was drained from that tit into the mikveh. The mikveh is kosher. And the water that was drained from the tit is not considered mayim shuvim, since the tit was never lifted out of the mikveh. The water that came out of the tit into the mikveh is not mayim shuvim, and therefore, even though the mikveh contains less than 40 saw, it's kosher. Hayat toilet, umashcho mimenu shlosha lugin, puzzle. But if the person lifted up the clay out of the mikveh, and then three lugin of water drained from the tit into the mikveh, in such a case, the mikveh is puzzle. And since it was picked up out of the mikveh, the water that's in that tit is considered mayim shuvim, drawn water. And not only water that's drawn with the kli is considered mayim shuvim, but any type of water that is drawn by the person is considered mayim shuvim. So therefore, the water that drained from the tit is mayim shuvim. And since the mikveh contained less than 40 saw, that mayim shuvim would pass the mikveh. For Rabbi Shimon machshir mipnei shelo niskavin lishol. Rabbi Shimon is machshir even in the case where you pick the tit out of the mikveh and then three lugin of water drained from the tit into the mikveh, because you did not intend to be shoave the water. You didn't intend to draw the water. Your intention just was to lift the tit out of the mikveh. So since your intention was not to draw the water, that water is not considered mayim shuvim, as you need intent for water to be considered drawn water.